The honeymoon phase is over, and you and your partner are too busy looking after the kids, paying bills, generally not going broke, to have a sex life. You both still yearn for the spark you once felt, or perhaps one is trying to get his or her partner to feel the same way, but it hasn't worked. What should you do if you find yourself in this predicament? The first thing to do is to manage your free time and commit your free time to each other. For the average family, free time comes in that space of time between work and dinner and right before bedtime. You don't have to do this every day, as 2 to 3 days out of the work week will be sufficient. The time you spend going for a drink with the girls or with the boys, you can instead spend in quality time with your spouse. Maybe you could have a drink with each other. The second thing to do is to act the same way you did in high school. Play around, have fun, don't be afraid to have clean fun in front of your children. They might be grossed out or amused by it, but they will appreciate the love you have for each other. Pass along love notes, make them naughty and nice. You could do this through instant messaging or even Snapchat. Ensure that you and your spouse are the only ones that see them, or things might get awkward. The best thing about Snapchat is that your text, pictures, and videos disappear after viewing. Speaking of social apps, boast about your spouse and the activities you do on social media. Let everybody know how happy you are together. However, don't do it to seem happy, because if you're just starting to get that spark back, it's best to wait until you can genuinely smile for the camera. Show the goofy side as well, and people will know you appreciate it by liking and commenting. Your spouse will appreciate you for that as well. And help each other with the chores. Yes, this can be sexy and romantic too. In the average household, the husband and the wife have different duties, but there's nothing sexier than seeing your wife under the car hood or your husband in an apron taking the cake out of the oven. It's not about exchanging roles, it's about doing them together. Buy new and better clothes. One of the biggest marriage killers is a spouse feeling that they don't need to be sexy for their partner anymore. If you're healthy adults, you'll have a sex drive. So buy that tight dress that shows off your bust, and don't forget to buy that shirt that shows off your muscles. Even if you lack a nice bust or pecs, everyone has a physical feature their partner likes. Flaunt it. And be spontaneous. Do something when they least expect it. Let it be sexy. Give an unexpected and passionate kiss. Grab their butt. Convince your partner to call in sick so you two can have sex and cuddle the whole day. Have sex in the car or another unorthodox place. Make it unexpected, and your marriage will light up again.